We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kyrie Irving officially opts into staying with the Brooklyn Nets.
It's the best.
It really is.
It's so good to me. Like, I love all of this crap because Kyrie Irving, and again, he thought he was a part of the front office. He was like, we're going to be here for the long haul. Like, all this stuff that Kyrie Irving said, he chose to go to Brooklyn, signed his deal, has missed more games than he's actually played for Brooklyn in those 3 years, and he opted in. Now, to really think about what that means, nobody opts in. Like, unless you are Russell Westbrook or John Wall and you are owed over $40 million and your best is way behind you.
I can't believe you just uttered that sentence. Sorry,
nobody.
I have to fathom that.
Nobody
unless they're going to get rid of you for $40 million. Jesus.
Gordon Hayward, who missed a ton of time with the Celtics and really wasn't great, opted out and cashed in. Al Horford, who we thought at that point was even old then, opted out of what would have been a ton of money, opted out and made even more. Kyrie Irving opting in is just proof that nobody wants him. Nobody wants Kyrie Irving. And it's amazing because talent usually wins out in all sports, not just in the NBA. But I think there's just been enough red flags with this guy. It ended poorly in Cleveland. It ended poorly in Boston. And it was about to end poorly in Brooklyn. So, sure, would the Lakers have taken him? Yes. But they weren't going to give him this max deal, I don't think. And then certainly the Nets weren't going to just take Russell Westbrook back or take any of this crap in return. So him opting into a $36.5 million deal, when a guy like Bradley Beal is ultimately going to sign, what, like a $250 million deal?
$248 for 5 years.
And you can make a case Irving, just again, side by side, is a better player than Beal.
No question.
But because you can't rely on the guy at all, you don't know where his head's at on any given day, he decides to opt back in, and then in classic Kyrie fashion has this statement about how, you know, normal people do.
I got it right here.
Please, in fact,
John, please, we must dim the lights Kyrie Irving.
So good. Billy, hit the lights, please.
Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall.
So he's the guy, and I'm sure I've been this person in the past. But
no,
you know,
you're aware of who you are.
The guy who has no idea that the joke is on him and that everybody's laughing at him.
Thank you.
Again, maybe a time in my life I was that guy. But Kyrie Irving is literally like the whole league, fans around the world are laughing at this guy, and he has no clue. He has no clue about it, and he's thinking, this is this big sign. The Brooklyn fans are going to be thrilled. This is what I'm doing. He can't admit defeat. The Brooklyn Nets said no because they're like, hey, I would like a max deal. He and his agent probably, I would like a max deal. They're like, no. And then he's like, well, and then they even told him, go ahead, find a sign and trade. Nothing.
No.
Nothing. So he opts in. Nobody opts in. I'm telling you, nobody in the NBA. There's so much money to be had, and Kyrie Irving had to opt in. Talk about tucking your tail. And I know he's going a different direction. He's like, apparently he's not a normal person, and he's going to change the world. He's going to do something different. Yeah, that is pretty different. Nobody in their prime opts into a contract.
There's no doubt that guy, I mean, the world has spoken on him. He hasn't figured it out yet. His ears aren't on.
No.
He's not ready to accept the message. You know, for anybody who's ever been in rehab and then eventually into recovery, there's the whole, well, the first step of admitting you have a problem is admitting you have a problem.
He would never.
Never. Nothing.
He would never.
And you know, they crucified Martin Luther King.
They did. That's right. And again, he's the voice of the voiceless. So
he
shouldn't have come back and played. But then again,
until he wasn't.
And now the Nets are basically banking on, oh, he's in a contract year. He'll be on his best behavior. Really?
The only reason why they're probably not freaking out about it is because this should at least keep Kevin Durant there for another year. I would think. Right, unless Kevin Durant has enough, but it seems like he's one of the few guys that actually likes Kyrie with those statements that, you know, he was upset the front office didn't get to know him or whatever and all this other stuff. But for them to have him for 1 year, at least you're not committing five more seasons to this guy.
I saw a graphic of a quote from Kevin Durant where he referred to himself as a god.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
They've
lost themselves.
And you know what? Every time I'm like, Durant's not that bad. Durant's not that bad. And then no, I Durant's see a quote and I'm like, dude, get him away. I don't want him. I allowed myself, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe Kevin Durant would fit here. Then I see that quote and I'm like, nope, forget about it.
We don't want
any of that. However, even on the low end, though, that means the Brooklyn Nets are probably a 500 team. Like, if Kyrie actually plays a full year and Kevin Durant actually plays a full year, they might have trash around them.
Right.
But they should be 41-41 on the low end. And therefore, it's, do we have to deal with these asshats come playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be a playoff team just because the two talent. But, again, we saw it in the first round this year. And I think that's what you would expect. If Brooklyn played Boston or Milwaukee in the playoffs, I wouldn't give them a chance at all. Now, some of these other teams, maybe Durant,
like Chicago, the Stars might be able to carry him to a win for a round.
They're also going to have to figure out how to use Ben Simmons, which I think also could make the whole season go silent. Oh yeah, they're a great soap opera, the Brooklyn Nets.
They really are. Yeah. They are the NBA's number one soap opera.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.